Ock revels in Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News, deplatforming works and it is important. By Christina Wong on April 25, 2023. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, a representative of the U.S. government, cheered the deplatforming of conservative media figure Tucker Carlson, saying that deplatforming works and is important. Deplatforming works, and it is important and there you go. Good things can happen, she said in a video on her Instagram account, after news broke that Tucker Carlson was out at Fox News. She also claimed Tucker was responsible for death threats to her office and plenty of people across the country, saying, "Couldn't have happened to a better guy. What I will say though, is well, I'm very glad that the person that is arguably responsible for the some of the largest driving some of the most amounts of death threats and violence threats not just to my office, but the plenty of people across the country." She did express concern that he would eventually find a new platform, comparing him to an evil Marvel villain. "I also kind of feel like I'm like waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled. And then you see like the villain's like hand re-emerge out to grip over like the end of a building or something," she said. On the day before Tucker's departure, Ocasio-Cortez called for restrictions on Fox News, accusing it of inciting violence, as previously reported by Breitbart News. She told MSNBC, "I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subjected to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence, and that is the line but I think we have to be willing to contend with." As Breitbart News' Jill Polak has noted, Congress legislating restrictions on freedom of speech could be a violation of the Constitution. The First Amendment reads, emphasis added, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.